Hello, and welcome to Wada Hockey. This is episode 134. I am not Fink. What we do here, we are the podcast about all things Texas hockey and the culture and stories that surround it. I had the run sheet right here from last week, and I just refused to read it, so that was a really rough intro. Follow us on all social media, all platforms. Man, this is just so rough. Fink makes it look so easy. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. I think we're on TikTok. I'm not, but
we are on TikTok. Nice. We're also on LinkedIn. I don't know if you already said it.
X. I did say LinkedIn, yes.
All right. But yeah. YouTubes, like and subscribe. What are you liking?
Smash that like button. Exactly.
Smash that like, y'all.
I am Pat. That is Jason. It is just the two of us this week. We are going to dive into Stars Hockey games 1 and 2 this week. This will be a short episode because there are more pressing matters to attend to currently, with the Rangers down 5-2 in the bottom of the 6th inning. Before we get into all things Stars Hockey, Jason, how have you been, man?
Better, but also good. You know, aside from the obvious stuff that happened over the last couple weeks, I've been pretty good. I think I've shared. When's the last time I've been on? I feel like it's been a while.
It's been a few weeks.
Yeah. So
let people know what you got going on in your life.
Yeah. So I'm no longer employed, looking for gainful employment currently. So if you guys know anybody hiring, hook a brother up, man. I only require like $75,000 a year with benefits. So
that's very reasonable.
Yeah. I feel like in this economy, that's pretty reasonable. So
yeah, I agree.
So yeah, you guys, if you know of anything, let me know. But if not, you know, it's cool. Life is good, though. So yeah.
What you been doing in your downtime?
I did clean out my garage yesterday. I told you about that before the show. Went from like my garage being able to have like no space to walk through to like now a little bit of space to walk through. I still got to downsize some stuff, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
It's a process. Once that garage starts to get cluttered, it's really hard to declutter it.
It's difficult to come back from.
Yeah.
It really is.
You just hit like a critical mass of like, I don't even know where to begin.
It's just like, hey, okay, you didn't put this wrench down right the one time. So it's okay to put the hammer down in a different spot too. Oh, and don't mind those pliers. We're going to get back to that at a later time. And that 10 millimeter socket that has notoriously gone missing. You know what? It's still missing, man. I can't find it anywhere in my garage. I literally cleaned it out, took everything out, shelves included, and swept it all out and put it all back together. So it was nice.
The most commonly misplaced socket for whatever reason. Is that because it's the most used?
No, because there's literally nothing in my house. I feel like that I've never gone out of my way to need a 10 millimeter. Like I need a 13 for my truck and a 15 for Kelly's car
change the oil,
and that's it. That's really the only time I've ever used sockets, other than just like various tasks around whatever.
Yeah, but I learned about the dreaded 13 millimeter on my old truck. No, I needed a 13, and the socket set that I had didn't have one for some reason, and yeah. My Silverado had the worst battery design because it had a bar bolted over the battery to hold it in place. Uh-huh. And that was like, it's the most random size socket ever. And it's all the way down in the engine bay. Just a nightmare to change.
GM really knows what the hell they got going on over there.
Keeping the socket business booming.
Yeah, what they do is they make it difficult to get to so that whenever you try to get it out, you lose that socket somewhere in the engine bay.
Yeah.
And then you get frustrated and you're like, God, I need a new one.
Yeah.
And then you go to find a new one. You don't have it. So then you got to go to AutoZone because that's where you went to, or O'Reilly's or whatever, because you were like, oh, I need to be, I'm in and out really quick. And then they're going to charge you like $30 because they don't just have a single socket. No. You're like, no, we only got to buy the set. So then you got to buy a whole new set.
And they only have a set of 40.
Yeah.
When you could use like maybe five of them with any regularity.
Yeah. Like all the ones that were still hanging up in their spots are clearly tools that I haven't touched in like 5 years. So I don't need them. Like I'm never going to use all those clamps that I bought at Home Depot.
But just in case.
Yeah, I have them.
You have them.
Exactly. All right. But what's up with you,
shout
man?
Out to, we'll put the call out. Anybody knows a company that's hiring a Parks and Recreations director or something of that ilk.
Yeah. So like I'm pretty much in the business development sector, you know, that's basically management. What I did, managed a recreation center. So.
All right. French fries. Hit us up.
Yeah, man.
What's the point of a platform if you don't use it? That's right.
That's right. I went to a conference last week, so networked the hell out of that conference.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And updated my website, which, shameless plug, I am jasonagary.com. Go check it out. It's got my resume on it, so.
This is what Ketchup is for. Yes. For shameless plugs of our personal and professional lives outside of hockey.
Yeah.
How is actual hockey going for you? Is your, do you need to replace your bag yet?
I definitely don't need to do it, but I definitely want to do it with that new Conway and Banks colorway. Wait, did they come out? I don't know. I hope I'm not breaking anything here. Uh-oh. But yeah, Conway and Banks bags, guys. They are fucking dope. They come in 5 different colors, 3 different sizes, maybe 4 different sizes. Now, I know we had some issues with the goalie bag.
They do have the goalie bag in one color.
We did confirm that. Okay.
Yep.
So there was that. It comes with removable organizers to keep all your stuff organized and keep it nice and tidy in there. And it's got these giant waterproof vents on the side. Plus, it's got my favorite feature in there that keeps my feet dry from the moldy locker rooms of the Star Centers. It's the foot mat. It's the fold-down foot mat. But guys, go check them out at conwayandbanks.com. Get 10% off your order by using code WHATAHOCKEY10 and get your gear to the rink in
style. Very nice. While you're at it, it's a twofer. You can get that brand new Conway and Banks bag. I think you may be ahead of me on the Rangers game.
No. I went to conwayandbanks.com. I had no idea I'm on their website.
Oh, you are a brand ambassador.
I am.
So hell like, yeah.
Yes, dude, that's awesome. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I have the game on in the background. I was like, does he also have it on in the background? Did something happen and he's like a full minute ahead of me?
No, not quite. I've got it like kind of queued up down here. I'm keeping it. I got an eye on it, but I'm not really trying to dig too into it right now.
As I was saying, though, damn it. Oh, I thought you popped that up. If you are looking to get out of town, you want to take your brand spanking new Conway and Banks bag with you and play some hockey, have some beers, meet new people, or go along with people that you already knew, then look no further than Third Line Hockey. Third Line Hockey is your go-to for beer league drafts all over the world. With custom jerseys for each tournament, you are sure to look good, feel good, and play good. Maybe not play good, depending on how many beers you have, but you are guaranteed to have fun.
And? Well, I was going to say, literally going across the world, because I think they all like leave today or tomorrow.
For Scotland.
Go to Scotland, yeah. So that's going to be pretty badass. I can't wait for all the pictures for that.
Yeah, that's going to be super fun. Also, god damn it, Astros.
Uh-oh.
5-2 going into the seventh. Sorry, Third Line Draft. Head over to thirdlinedraft.com. That's 3RD Line Draft, like the beer, the English beer, I believe, draught.com, and get signed up today. And we're going to segue into one more. You'll be ready for this tournament from the time you get on the plane, carry all your stuff in your Conway and Banks bag, get the brand new jersey, but you got to wear something when you're hanging out. That's where Nice Mitts comes into play. The perfect fit beyond the rink. That is where athleisure meets hockey. Nicemates brings players a complete lineup of hockey athleisure apparel and ultra-light pro-level gloves, the Pro Series Mitts, designed for players who want to feel, who want pro-level protection and the ability to feel the puck like never before. PSM gloves, they're machine washable. How about that? Don't have to worry about all the sweat stinking them up. Your gloves will stay fresh and look new for every shift. That is nicemitts.com. You can get 10% at checkout with WhatAHockey10. 10% off all of this. Yeah. Fantastic deals, great gear, great experiences. Do it all. Do it all in one weekend, maybe.
And guys, you're really only going to get like, you're going to get 10% off this episode too, because really we only got to talk about two games here, right?
Yeah, we're going to keep this one short. Let's just go ahead and dive right in.
Do we want to start with the first game or the second game and work backwards?
Let's move forwards.
Okay.
Let's start with St. Louis.
Okay.
I'm in. Give me your initial thoughts right off the bat, and we'll just go back and forth.
Deal. Initial thoughts, I think we played great. But then towards the third there, kind of looked like we were getting back into the old habit of the Stars, of kind of blowing leads at the end there. But no, overall, I think the Stars are looking great. Even against Vegas last night, I think we looked great. I'm really excited to see where the season goes. And provided that everybody can stay healthy, I think we're going to be in a great position going forward. But let's hear your thoughts.
Well, I was going to say, I agree. It was a pretty solid start. The offense has not been gelling like I anticipated it might after preseason. However, it is 82 games long, so we are not going to overreact until at least probably the quarter mark of the season, I would say. Right. That's when you really get an idea for a team's identity. It's too early to tell. This team scored in bunches last year. I don't see that changing with the offense only getting better. It just takes a while to get some chemistry going, get the rust off a little bit. Ottinger looked great. The one shot that he was beat on, I don't know that he ever saw it.
Yeah, hold on. I think I misspoke earlier. I think I said, I got my games mixed up. They blew the lead yesterday.
Yesterday.
Uh-huh, yeah. Sorry. And they gave up that goal like 2 minutes after I think they got their first goal in the second, or I guess the only goal in the second for the Stars, and then followed up like 2 minutes later by the Blues.
Yeah. What did you think of overtime?
I think kind of the tenacity that the Stars had. I'm not going to lie. I did not watch overtime last night. I did fall asleep before. I know we kind of talked about it. But I did kind of watch like a brief recap of it as well. But I did like that. I thought at least 3-on-3 that the Stars did kind of look good. They came out like kind of with this lackadaisical attack, but it didn't seem like at any point that they were completely beaten on 3-on-3.
Yeah.
Like, they did seem to control the puck very well. And I mean, I don't have like actual numbers in front of me, like as far as like percentages go, but I felt like they maintained possession 70% of the time.
Like, yeah, that
it seemed like we really had control in overtime.
That was the biggest change that I noticed as well. There was a lot more sure puck handling, mm-hmm. and making the safe passes instead of trying to stretch a lot like as quickly as possible, like they were notorious mm-hmm. for doing,
and like
a majority of the time it didn't work.
Yeah, they like where they would try to catch like a quick break, and then you'd kind of put all your eggs in that one basket where, like, I don't know, like Ben would come off the bench or something like that, and Sagan would try to hit out like a 40-foot pass. But then everybody saw Ben breaking out, so you know what they did? They intercepted that fucking pass before you can get to it.
Yeah.
And then now you're burnt because now it's 3-on-2 because Ben was going the other way.
And he's not the most fleet-footed young man anymore.
Exactly. So, but I really, it gave me hope. I mean, obviously we're two games into this, like you said. We've still got 80 more games to play. But
yeah,
there's a lot of hope.
we won't know anything until we're in double digit games, really. I mean, what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I think. When was that? And as you get older, the years just kind of blend together.
Yeah.
They started out
really older.
They started out 1-7-1.
Yeah.
And the sky was falling, and then they rip off a 14-1 run after that. And then that was 2019 going into 2020. And then Monty gets fired and the cup run, and, you know, so that we're just going to preface that. We won't have any hot takes until probably early November at the very earliest.
I was going to say, let's get to Thanksgiving before we start saying people's jobs are on the line here and we start asking for somebody's head, you know?
We'll hold off on the Ryan Suter slander, although he has been playing the last two games. I thought he was really solid.
Yeah. And I did like Fink's take last week about Duchesne, like really just coming into the organization and just really immersing himself in Texas.
Yep.
And the Stars in particular.
Stars in particular. He's got a lot of Cowboys stuff on his Instagram, just a lot of community things in general. So that's what you want, man. Buy into the culture, buy into the organization, ingratiate yourself to the fans. I mean, not that it really matters too much, like in the grand scheme of things, but you get the energy of the crowd anytime you're on the ice. Like, it's intangible, but it helps.
Right. Best part, I think it does matter. I mean, like, here we are talking about it, though, and
it's true.
And bringing it to the light, you know, and
making very true
aware of it, because I think we were always really quick to not really give him the benefit of the doubt and just kind of jump to call him the a-hole. But, you know, he is like that guy. And I say this about most of the a-holes that we end up getting.
You end up loving them until they're
on your team, you know? So yeah. That's what we said about Corey Perry and even Pavelski to an extent. You know?
Yeah.
We always said that about them. And then when they came to Dallas or Texas or wherever, they became our lovable people.
AJ Pierzynski is the ultimate example of that. He's the biggest dick bag. And then he gets here and, like, I can't hate him. He's on my team.
Right. Oh, man, I miss that guy. AJP.
I remember when he got added and everybody was just like, what the fuck, dude? Why are we bringing him in? This guy sucks.
Yeah.
Helps the team go to the World Series. Like, what? Not the fandom path that we anticipated.
I have a question.
Okay.
How did you feel about going from October 12th to October 17th playing like only two games in like 5 days?
I don't understand it.
Like,
I don't understand
how there's teams that have already played like four games and we just finished our second last night.
Yeah.
This morning.
Yeah. Today.
Yeah. So
I don't understand. And it's actually a little bothersome because there's a finite amount of days in the year to get all the games in. And we have been burned multiple times by, oh, we're going to play three games in four nights. Oh, we're going to play four games in six nights.
Yep.
Like, let's take advantage of some open space at the beginning of the season and not backload four games in six nights in April when the guys are potentially hurt. They're already tired. Everybody's sore. Like, let's get some fresh legs out here. That's when they can handle four games in seven nights. We don't need two and five.
Yeah, that was like the most frustrating thing. Like, I know we didn't really get a chance to dive into the schedule. Like, we didn't, right? Like, I don't think we ever really got to kind of preview the schedule like that well ahead of time and kind of give like some actual predictions.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Well, I say we, like, you guys talked about it a little bit last week, but it was more just kind of like over under.
It was on individuals. Yeah. Yep. That was just performance prediction.
Yeah.
Get it low. Nice. Good catch. It's nice to have a solid defensive center fielder.
Yeah, who can catch a ball?
Yeah. Digress. Yeah, I think next week we should look at the schedule. We'll only be 4 or 5 games in, so I think we can still make some reasonable predictions because, like I said, we don't know what we don't know just yet. We might have a better idea than we would 2 weeks ago, but you know,
what are you gonna do? Have a game tomorrow, and then what is it? Saturday against the. Oh my gosh, where to go to?
The Flyers.
Yeesh. There we go. Got the Ducks and the Flyers.
Yep.
And then
that is our first game on our season ticket package is Saturday.
Fly us, huh?
Yep, kind of, that is going to be fun.
Kind of brotherly shove.
I think it'll always be called the Tush Push, but
yeah.
They can try to rename it. It's not cool enough like the Philly Special was to really have its own name.
Yeah.
But I think the Tush Push, I think that works. It's very descriptive. You know exactly what it is.
Yeah. Run up the middle and Tush Push.
We bounced around a little bit. From what you watched yesterday, what did you think?
I was really, not from the star standpoint, but I was really impressed with how physical Vegas was. Like, yep. We got out hit 40-17 on that.
God.
And I cannot believe it. But no, I was really impressed, like, in the first two periods before I fell asleep. I think it was great seeing Smith come out hot in that second there and grab that goal from off of Sagan and Thomas Harley there.
Yeah.
And then Pabs coming in hot in the third. But, dude,
the Pavs goal was so strange. Like, they didn't even really react. It was so sudden off the faceoff that mm-hmm. I don't think anybody except him even knew that it went in. Yeah. I just saw him celebrate and nobody else was. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then you see the puck kind of scoot out of the crease from behind. It's like, oh, wow. Huh. We scored. How about that?
Yeah. Aside from giving up that late goal in the third, man, the Stars, like, I felt like they even had control of this game. Like,
I agree.
The entire game. Well, like I said, again, only first two periods I watched, but still, like, I was very impressed with it. And the shots that they were getting, Aiden Hill just did a good job of getting to what he could, you know?
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
He's become, oh my gosh. I'm drawing a blank on the name now. Oh my gosh. Russian dude. What was our goalie 2 seasons ago?
Hudobin?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Anton Hudobin. Yes.
And I'm seeing like, that's like our reincarnation of him there.
That's not promising for us. I mean, thankfully we only have to play him one more time.
Yeah.
Yep. Just twice this year. We don't have to play there again. Play here on December 9th. Didn't want to burp directly into the mic.
We'll only play one more time in the regular season. I definitely
feel like
we will be seeing them in the postseason.
I agree. And if we don't, then could be good, could be bad. It means we didn't make it far enough or they got knocked out early. So,
yeah, next time we play them November 22nd on TNT.
Oh, we play them 3 times this year.
Wait. One. November 22nd. Oh, yeah. Yep. December 9th.
Yep.
3:00 at home.
Buddies are coming in from out of town to go to the game on. God damn it, dude. There's two. Why is Yordan Alvarez so good?
Oh, did he just.
2-2 pitch, cuts in and single up the middle.
Oh, scores 2.
Yeah.
Ah, there it is. Got the note. Son of a beast.
I hate this team so much, dude.
The Astros? Absolutely.
Yes. Like the cheating, the fact that literally nothing happened to anybody.
Yes, and that stupid little short guy is there still.
So. Oh, yeah, Frodo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Their colors are gross. I hate all shades of orange. Except ours, of course.
Oh, man. And now my group chat's all blown up now because got a bunch of Houston fans in there.
Ugh.
If I didn't pay for their friendship, I would delete them.
Yeah. Cut them out of your life.
Absolutely. All those Houston guys. All right. Tell me your thoughts of Vegas coming in and, or I guess us going to Vegas and kind of getting handled there at the end.
Yeah. Vegas just turned it on in the last 5 minutes really well. I thought overtime was very fair. We had a couple solid chances. They had a couple solid chances. And Otter at one point made a save with the handle of his stick, I believe. That was a real pucker moment. But overall, overtime went better. I did not realize we were out hit 40-17. It didn't feel that way.
It
certainly felt physical, but it didn't feel like we were just getting manhandled.
I also think, at least from what I saw too, we just didn't seem to be fazed by it.
Yeah.
Like the hits were there, but you didn't know until you saw, like, I didn't really pay attention. Like I saw that it was kind of physical, but I didn't realize it was 40-17 in the hits department until I was just looking this up for the show.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to cut this out. I keep getting sidetracked by this game.
It happens, man.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Jamie's brawl against Haig. That was really good. Connected solid with the left. Marchment, not as...
Was this like the really long fight?
Yeah, it went for like a solid minute.
Yeah, and the refs were just kind of like standing around just letting it happen.
Yeah, Jamie connected really well. And Haig is just a huge person. He's 6'6". I don't know his weight. I would have to guess probably 245, 250. That's a lot of man to try to bring down on the ice. And Jamie held his own. I thought he won the fight, but the refs just broke it up because it was obvious neither of them was actually going to hit the ice. But that was really good. That was just retribution for the hit on Mark Stone last year, which kind of crazy if you think about it, that type of stuff carries over for 4 months.
Festering. Yeah. Absolutely. Cause then you gotta just like sit there and like see his like mug shot and like,
yeah.
In the game.
There was one point in the first period, I want to say about 5 minutes in, where the Stars were in a solid cycle in the zone for about 2 minutes. And that was some of the most impressive hockey. They didn't score on it, but that's some of the most impressive hockey I've seen them play, even going back to last year. Just the way they controlled the puck, Vegas looked gassed. And I think it was just a unfortunate bounce that gave Vegas some space to clear it and get a change in. But incredibly promising to see them do that in the second game, even though they're not putting the puck in the net like we know they can. That setup is going to go a long way towards tiring teams out. And especially in the playoffs, when all those minutes add up, that's if we can maintain that style and control in the offensive zone with any level of consistency, then it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a lot of fun. Shootouts, you know, it's a crapshoot.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the post on two of our three chances.
Robertson and Rope.
Yep, they both ding the post in the crossbar. Duchesne scored. I told my cousin I will always call him Douche.
Mm-hmm.
Although now it's not an insult.
Yeah.
That's just force of habit.
It's just a shortened version of his name.
Yeah.
It's a term of endearment.
Yeah. Crazy Ira and the Douche.
Yeah, Ira the Douche. Man.
But yeah, like I mean, second game, 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. It's a long season. We got 108 points last year. We have 3 to start the season out of 4. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I've been ready for the season to get started for 2 months now. Once the sting of losing right before the Stanley Cup Finals wears off, you hit the lull of the off season, and then you start to see a little news come out. And
never not hurt.
Yeah. It never gets easy. But yeah, man, I think that's really all I got for today. Like I said, we're going to keep this one short.
Yeah, especially being like Dallas fans, man, we are known for getting our heart broken in sports.
Yeah.
In terms of sports and DFW.
It hurts. And it'll never get better until we actually win, which could it be the year? We'll see.
This year might be different.
We will see.
But and on that note, should we go ahead and bounce and make some good choices?
Yeah. Make good choices. Stay sassy.
And stay moist.
Stay moist. And I'm going to do my best here. Fink makes this look so easy again. Don't for any reason, if you are in a group text with a bunch of Astros fans and have to put up with it, forget your Kermit tattoos.
Boom.
Not bad.
Definitely not.
Yeah.